The Utah Department of Health announced just over 1,200 new COVID-19 cases Tuesday, which is about 200 fewer cases than the state saw at the same time last week. The state reported an increase of almost 7,500 new tests administered. Intermountain Healthcare announced Tuesday that they have processed over 1 million of the more than 3.3 million COVID-19 tests administered in Utah since the start of the pandemic. The statewide 7-day rolling average for positive tests also is continuing to decline. On average, 17% of tests are coming back positive statewide, which is down from Monday's average. Summit County reported 17 new cases. In comparison, last Tuesday, Summit County saw 23 cases. Wasatch County reported 8 new cases, which is the lowest daily case count Wasatch has seen since mid-October. Utah's Department of Health reported 17 new deaths. To date, almost 1,700 Utahns have died due to COVID-19, including 7 from Summit County and 16 from Wasatch County. Utah's Department of Health reported 61 new hospitalizations. There are 396 people in the hospital for COVID-19 in the state. Statewide, around 79% of referral center ICU beds are in use. Almost 14,000 people were vaccinated for COVID-19 since Monday, bringing the total number to more than 325,000 doses administered. Both Summit and Wasatch counties are registering to vaccinate residents 70 years or older. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.